is Ashley.
And I'm Bryce. We want to say good morning, or good night, to those of you that stay up late at night. We can only hope that you are not staying up too late on a school night listening to Central Lion's newest Kapow. But we can't blame you. It rocks.
I definitely agree. So, Bryce, what are we talking about today?
Well, Ashley, we will be covering a variety of topics. We have an interview with Miss Devitt about the large group speech topics. An amazing ISATF question.
What's this amazing ISATF question?
Well, if you wouldn't have interrupted me, you would have known by now. May I continue?
Fine, I guess I'll have to wait.
Anyways, as I was saying, this amazing ISATF question that states, if an alien came to Earth, what would you show it and why? We will also talk about how the FFA partnered with CL students and teachers in raising money and donating blankets and needed supplies for Haiti.
Sweet, that'll be fun to hear about. But aren't we forgetting something?
No, I can't think of anything.
The word of the day, duh.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get a move on.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?
What are you doing?
I'm practicing my lines for speech contests on Saturday.
Oh, so how did districts go and how many teams are going to the state this Saturday?
Well, you'll just have to wait and listen to an interview we have with Mrs. Devitt.
Mrs. Devitt, how do you think the performers did in your speech competition this year?
I think they did really well. We had 11 different teams competing, and 7 of those received ones and are going on to state competition in Lamar's on February 6th.
Very good. Do you think you'll be ready for state?
I hope we'll be ready for state. I think so. We need to fine-tune a few things with all of our performances, but we're working on that, and I think we'll be ready to go.
What are you guys doing to prepare for this competition?
Well, we're meeting as we did before. I try to meet with each of the groups at least once or twice a week and trying to put in a little longer practices so we can fine-tune those areas that the judges saw that we needed to work on.
Very good. Thank you for your time.
Wow, that's pretty sweet that many students made it to state.
Yeah, I think so too.
So what's coming up next?
I believe it's our ISATF question.
Oh yeah. If an alien came down to Earth, what would you show them and why?
I've had time to think about that one, but I'm still not sure. What would you say?
I'd probably take them to the Super Bowl, because that's pretty cool. Let's hear what some other students and teachers have to say.
David, if an alien came and you could show him one thing, what would you show him?
Well, it'd probably have to be... I don't know.
Pick something.
Xbox Live, definitely.
I would show it the South Pole because I want to go there one day.
Washington, D.C. because he'd fit in.
I'd show him a fast food restaurant and ask him if he had any on his planet.
Taylor, if you could show an alien anywhere in the Earth, where would you show it and why?
I have no idea.
Guess I would show it around Maine because I really like the beach there and maybe the alien would like to go to the beach.
I'd probably show it to Mount Pleasant, Michigan because that's where I used to live.
Definitely show them all the different types of, clothes out there.
My alien invasion survival handbook I got at Barnes & Noble.
If an alien came to Earth, where would you show it around?
Pyramids.
You gotta tell me, I gotta think about this.
I would show him my car.
Probably my house, my car.
A dirt bike.
Alright, thank you.
Ha! Those are some very interesting answers.
I agree. Well, Ashley, shall we move on to our interview with Megan Groters about the Mission of Hope?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Megan, why did you choose blankets to donate to Haiti?
Even though it's really hot there and blankets seem like a big bulky thing, there are a ton of people staying at the Mission of Hope on the hospital floors and in the school floors and also on the church floors. And that being we don't have enough beds, we thought big bulky blankets would do the job.
That sounds good. How are you going to get the blankets there?
My dad along with a guy from Inwood will be trucking all the blankets down on just a trailer and boxes to Springfield, Missouri, and from Missouri they will be flown with a C-130 down to Haiti.
When will they get there?
The truck was leaving yesterday, so January 27, and it'll be trucked down to Missouri, and the plane should leave early next week, so sometime in the beginning of February.
And who organized all this?
My parents, Del and Renee, along with the founder of the mission, Bob Johnson, from Missouri, and a couple from Inwood.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
That's so awesome how much money was raised for Haiti and how many supplies we collected. I'm glad we had the chance to make a difference right here at Central Lion. Don't you agree, Nate?
I definitely agree, Ashley.
So, with that on our minds, should we head to the closing?
Sounds great.
Let's wrap up our podcast by taking a look at our recent poll. We asked you what you do on snow days. 23% of you said that you sleep in. 22% of us, mostly guys, play video games. And only 15% watch movies. The rest, we have no idea.
And before you leave, remember this word. Drum roll, please. Perambulate. Now let me repeat that. Perambulate. Can you say that, Michael?
Perambulate.
Very good. It means to walk or travel about, to stroll. So have a great time perambulating down the hall today.
And tune in next week.
To Kapow.